outstanding issues in Dawood and Blaise and Ham and Aleph, so we can move on to talk a little bit, you know, about very broadly about Hatroch HaNefesh and Shabbos and Yontif, just very quickly, and then we'll move back to the specifics of Baal Yirah. Before we do that, there are several things that we need to finish off to be, you know, thorough and in terms of the Marmakom that I gave. So let us betake ourselves right to that. So the first thing is just, you know, adding a quick point regarding the debate whether Tashbis was likely to be Lifnei or La'achar Zman Yisuro, one of the Mechayev is Tashbisu or Baal Yirah, or these are two different dinim. If there is a connection, which one drives the other, or there are two different dinim, maybe even where you can distinguish between them in certain circumstances. So just one or two other aras. So we have it mostly, you know, Tosis very insistent, L'shitasim in so many aspects, as we've discussed, versus Rashi all over the place, Rashi and Tosis, right? Rashi on the Dawood Amud Aleph, of course, Dawood Amud Beis and Bittol. Then again, Rashi in our sugya, on the Achilek issue. You know, again, Rashi and Tosis are very consistent. Then on Daf Yud, and then on Daf Yud Beis and Beis. And then again, the whole question of Kalachozer Levaro to be discussed, Chavtes Amud Beis, and the Tosis are a bit of parents here, and the Mordechai in the name of the Rash, me, Feliza, all the things that we've already seen, including the discussion whether the Netziv, not so clear, as Natan correctly noted, what point does the Netziv, or how far does the Netziv argue with this point, only on Lifnei Zman Yisuro, or you know, or even going forward? But certainly the Netziv seems to present like a different perspective. Either way, I just wanted to add to this a very different perspective, which I think is a little tamua, but worth mentioning, and that is the Tshuvas Haran. Okay, so what is the Tshuvas Haran? Ezra Wilds?
Yeah, he speaks about the someone making a neder.
Yeah.
And relating it to Rashi and Tosos in terms of how they read the Pesukim.
Yeah, exactly. So the issue is an issue in the Darim. And the question is whether you need and whether you can give, rather, Hataras Nedarim. In order to have Hataras Nedarim, the Neder has to start. That's the assumption. And let's say a person makes a Neder. What's the case? What does he make a Neder? That he's going to leave before Shabbos or something? Ezra? What is it?
Yeah.
He makes a neder that he's going to leave before Shabbos, and then he changes his mind. And the question is whether Heter Chacham, right, is going to help him, you know, or not.
Yeah, now, I think the question is whether the neder was chal already.
Question is, when is the neder that he's going to leave chal? Is it chal the last minute before Shabbos, the last minute of Erev Shabbos? Or is it chal, you know, when Shabbos itself begins? Correct? Ezra?
Yeah.
Is that the question? You have the Ron there? So it's fascinating that he thinks that Gufa depends on our argument between Rashi and Tosas about, you know, how you learn Tashbisu at Katzos, you know, on Yom Yedaled, like my, and you know, Shemitah Yitzhar Sinai, what do they have to do with each other? So he understands. So how do you understand? You have a line there, just so we establish that we're not making this up?
I don't have it on me right now. I'm trying to get it.
Okay, clearly you've seen it. So let me just, I'll read you the line. So what's the idea? What does that have to do with Rashi and Tosis?
Yeah, I think he says that according to Rashi, that Rashi's reading the Pasuk, that it's the chalos really comes earlier. But for Tosos, the chalos is at that moment.
If you focus on the transition, he says that according to Rashi, you know, the focal point of that transition is the moment before. And for Tosos, it's the moment of or after. Right. Now that is a faithful description of their argument in this particular case. Right? Since Miu, I feel the Divrei Rambam, again, this is the case. Maisa be'ir azos be'isha kodshin iskote to mishto be'yom ashish. Of course, it's only a theoretical case. It would never happen, right? Husband and wife got into some heated exchange. And we told kak nishba shalei Shabbos haba tok ir perpignon. So he said, next week, I'm leaving the city. Uba od yom ashishi samach l'tchila shkia niskaret u'bali shal aleha. So the question is, tshuva, since kai gavna chola neder mikri v'rashoy adam lahatir, shadati notel divrei omrim, the ein chacham matar l'mkein chola neder. For a chacham to be matar, the neder has to already be chal. So he says, miu, afil divrei rama, whatever, eshalom d'medida zeh chola neder mikri. Shekivin shenishba shaloye shabbos haba tokir perpignon, yesh bechlal, when he says I'm not going to be home next week, does he mean I'm leaving before Shabbos, or does he mean I won't be there on Shabbos? Right? Wow, I just think it's fascinating. Upirish Rashi, the Kivin Shekain, Mechayev Levuure Mekamahachi, Lefi Devarav Lamadnu. Right, if I said I'm not going to be here, it means I have to leave, not after or at, but prior, meaning the hakadama, the action that will create the result has to be done already, likrat, the critical moment. Right, it's not coinciding with or beginning at the critical moment. Shekashem, Shat Omer, Michal Krod, the Shiva Syamim Sor, Limatse Masha, Tokhlash Biso Kodem, okay? Okanami, Michal Shvuaso, whom Machivlan says Kodem, a Shabbos to me, Ir Perpignon. Lefikach Erev Shabbos, him Hashech, Chalaneder, Mikri, as you know, the time it takes for him to leave. Let's say it takes him 20 minutes to get out of Perpignan from where he is. So at that point, the Neder is Chal. And then there's possibility of Hatar. Avla Mefarshim, Pirshu bin Anacher, Amru, Demi Turaparak, at Tosis. Below Mishim de Kashi Kroya Adadi. Ulfi de Rey, Meshlomar bin Idonze, Delomikri Chal Aneder, because Kivan, Shehim Omrim, Demi Karra de Kra, De Shiva Sem Sarla, Imatsvatech Masha Shi Varenu, Bioma Rishon Shel Shiva, Achanami in Bechlal Shuaso, Shel Zeshi Yatesim Yer Kodam Shabbos, Elbetchila Shabbos. So it's just very fascinating. What would you say about it? Ezra. It's fascinating, yeah, for sure. But what's the objection, if there is an objection?
Yeah, he does seem to be saying that, he does seem to be saying Rashi and Tosos are understanding the psukim kind of in a vacuum, meaning like not in light of what they hold about Chametzufnei's Man Alachas Man.
Exactly. Meaning the Ran has objectified and generalized this machlokas. He has made it a universal argument, you know, about whether preparation for or preparation is part of the Hagdara, right? Of having something, you know, in a transition or not, or the opposite, or, you know, the action comes at the transition point itself, without taking into account the dynamics of this particular case. Because especially since what we've been saying is, well, doesn't this depend, you know, there for sure is an objective element. Like, what do people mean? I mean, again, this is what the Torah means. This is not a neder. I mean, in the Darim, there's also Lashon B'nei Adam and Kavanas B'nei Adam, right? Unless something is objective. And we had this earlier, and they were talking about, you know, the Hagdara of or. If you remember the Kochavim, like when is it Neder, Tali B'Shal B'li Adam, and what does it depend objectively in a vacuum? Okay, but so the point, but in the, here, I mean, there's a whole other question as we discussed. And that is, like for Tosas, the reason that this is at the point of transition is because maybe there's no shame chametz until then. or maybe the comparison to Nosar, if it isn't about that, which it already might be, at least establishes, you know, that the chiyuv beer by definition is l'achar. Or in the bigger way of saying it, you know, tashbisu is the mechayev of the iser shehiya. So of course that it all begins, you know, at the critical moment. Whereas for Rashi, as we've been explaining, maybe that's not true. Maybe what's sacrosanct is that period of the transition. And that's what, you know, the iser shehiya reflects, and it's the mechayev. And what you're supposed to be doing is protecting that. So if you're protecting it, especially if there's a din of shmira of some sort, shmartem, whatever, then, or simply if the tashbisu is a way of precluding, you know, the shehiya, so then, of course, that's take place prior. Okay? So I don't think it's a davar pashut at all.
Are you having trouble?
No. Not so far. On the transmit. Are we having trouble or are we clear? We're good. I'm getting thumbs up from everybody.
I'm having terrible trouble.
Uh-huh. I don't know.
It's always breaking up.
Yeah, so the like multiple Zoom shiurim going on here at the same time. At least three that I know of. Somewhere between three and five. Yeah. Anyways, okay. So anyway, I just wanted to bring that to your attention. I think it's a very interesting issue. Always an interesting issue, right? How much a general theme, how much a specific dynamic. Next.
Rabbi.
Yeah.
Just a quick question on that, sure. On just this broader point in Tosos. The idea that for Tosos, that Tashbisu is like the driving force in the Mechayev, does that make it like more likely that Tashbisu is supposed to take place after Chatzos, or it just helps justify it more? Because why can't
it makes it more likely that it should take place after Chatzos, because that's when the chametz becomes particularly toxic. And if the focus is on that kiyum, it's more like an emphatic positive thing than it is like a precautionary, like neutralizing, you know, shmira thing. So I think it really, that's how I understand it. Okay, great. Next point. I think we said it, but if we didn't, I want to get it on the record, just to make it clear. What is Tosus's view about Rab Shimon and Israchila Kodem Zman Isuro? Talked about, of course, the Balamor, and then a little bit of the Itur, and, you know, Rab Daniel Labavli, right? And then, of course, the lion's share of the Rishonim, the Ravid, the Ramban, and, of course, the Beis Medrash, you know, of the Ramban, etc. What is the Bali Tosus view? So Tosus here doesn't say anything. But if I didn't mention it, I think I did, but I just don't remember 100%. Tosus on Chav Chesun and Beis is very explicit as well, meaning the Ravid was not the first to come up with the idea that there's an Easter Achila, even for Rab Shimon, based on either Tashbisu or Rava. Okay, so just that, you should be aware of that. That's Tosus on, if somebody could just read it very quickly, who was taking it before? Ezra, did you ever see that? I'm not sure if I signed it. Did you ever see it? If not, I'm not going to ask you. Did you see it? Chav Cheston Beis, Tosus? I definitely told you to look at the Gemara there, and we discussed another Tosus there about Isra now.
I don't think I saw it. No.
Okay. Yeah, that's not fair. I should have signed. I thought I did. But Yitzchak Talinsky?
I haven't seen it.
Okay. Anybody see it?
Yeah, sure. I saw it.
Okay. Matan, go ahead. It's very quick.
So near the Vishim, it's a tatos. So near the Vishim, near the overlap, love the Chametz of Zman, Modehu, the Osabechil, Mishesha Zulmala.
Yeah. So it's interesting that he doesn't bring a raya from the Isur Shehiya itself, right? Like the Ramban, correct? But he does say very clearly that there is an Isur Achila. Okay. Go ahead. This one second. Keep going.
So Masha Halavada Sarfim Meshesh, Yimu Tesla Choyachlan Adalila.
Okay. So again, he's distinguishing here, Matan, between Okay, so Tosfos takes a stand on that too, unlike some of the later Chachmei Svarad, and he's like the Ravid and the Ramban and so on. Okay, the Nira de Nafkale, where does it come from?
Tashbisu me'achilik. Masha Tashbisu shel kedachana. Tahainu achilik. Aval asikot hachas tashil moter lebishima.
Since it's mutter b'hana. You can do this midaraisa, so you just can't do it midraban.
Okay.
So that's very, very important. But what's also curious about it is that he does not think that it's inherently connected to the fact that there's an Isur Shehiyah. It's more, you know, the limud, correct?
Yeah, he's learning from Tashbisa. So it's not connected to Bayer by Matzah.
Correct. And, or even the impossibility of Tashbisu unless there's an Isur Achila. He just thinks, you know, it's likely not. Okay. So I just wanted to point out that also Tosis here on Hey Omid Aleph, right, Matan, So there are two points in Tosis that I wanted to zero in on. The first one really addresses what, Matan? In things that we've discussed or not?
I mean, just where Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon learned from, why they aren't learning it specifically from the Gemara here.
I mean, I don't know about your little part on that, but exactly what we've been, meaning what we discussed in the Rambam, in Sefer Mitzvos, and in, again, the Rashi quoted by Rabbeinu David and Ram Chalapa, right? And, you know, how other Mefarshim deal with this question is, can you prove from Rabbi Yehuda that there is an Isur Bir, correct?
Yeah.
Or for that matter, for Rabbi Shemu. And here's Tosas actually weighs in on this question right here, just, you know, a little bit more obliquely, by saying there's a debate between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon about whether there's Lav and Malkus after Sheish. What's he saying? But here, but this sugya is totally separate from that. Now again, the only thing that's different about what we've been discussing till now we've just been discussing just objectively, is it conceivable, right, that you could have biur, you know, and there not be Isur Achila? For the Rambam, Lav Malkus? Or for the Ramban, at least Isur Achila? That isn't exactly the way Tosis is discussing it, although it ends up the same way, right? What Tosis ends up asked, Tosis asks the question a little bit differently, and that is, the Gemara here is suggesting that there's always an equation. The Gemara is trying to exclude what in this point, Matan? The idea that what?
The Gemara's trying to exclude the fact that you can make a hekesh between hashbasas or tamatza.
Well, no, they're not excluding that. They're including that. They're trying to exclude what idea by the hekesh.
That starts before Pesach and that applies during the. That's not the night at the 15th, but before the 15th. That's the night.
Well, the night of the 15th.
Yeah.
Right, the Gemara here has a hav. The Gemara says, "How do you know that you can't do bir chametz on the night of the 15th, correct?
Correct, yeah.
So the Gemara's answer is, you can't do bir chametz on the night of the 15th because that's when you're eating matzah, which means that's when it's usher to eat chametz. And if it's usher to eat chametz, it's usher to have chametz. So this is the Gemara's triple hekesh, right? If there's matzah, there's no chametz, it's b'achila. If there's no chametz, b'achila, then there's no chametz, but then there has to be tashbis. Can't say you could do tashbis. Meaning, you can't You can't be doing tashbisu in a period where you can't eat it, right? And you know, you have to eat matzah, correct?
Right.
So Tosas is bothered, not so much conceptually, like, you know, if you have to destroy it, then how is it possible that you can eat it? That doesn't bother them. That's the issue that bothers Rambam, that bothers that Rashi, that the other Rishonim are discussing. It ends up being parallel, but that's how it bothers Tosas. Tosas is bothered more technically. Why don't you apply, right, the hekesh between hashbasa and achila, also kodem zman isura. Say whenever you can, just like the Gemara is here saying, there's a hekesh. Whenever you can't eat it, it must already be removed. Why not also say whenever it has to be removed, you can't eat it? Right? Tosas here says something very important, namely because the hekesh isn't about randomly about
like between chametz and tashbisu. It's specifically between tashbisu and the 7 days,
the chametz of Karis,
yeah,
or the 7 days. So Mishesh says el hashbasa sorshel shivasyam. So what do you make of that? Why? That seems arbitrary.
Well, it could be. It's a different type of chametz. It's a separate chametz.
This is what I want to bring up. So we've had, you know, discussions, you know, quite a few times already, especially for the Rambam, right? Even within Rabbi Yehuda, right? In terms of the relationship between Rabbi Yehuda's lifnei and lachar zman. Who say mid lachar zman o nishma le lifnei zman, right? But especially, I've been pushing the idea that for the Rambam, right, everything is early. Now, of course, there's still a difference between the Onesh and maybe even some aspects of Chepta Shel Chametz, you know, before, you know, and during the 7 days. But the question is, largely, is it one continuum? Like if the Minchas Chinuch, you know, default thinks that it's not, you need a different asra, there's no tzir flashi, or all those kind of things. I'm not so sure for the Rambam, unless it's for technical reasons. I'm not so sure. So in a way, this is what Tosas is telling us. Tosas is saying, because what's the question based on? If there's an equation between bir chametz and yisra achila, then why is that equation limited to zayin yamin? Apply it also earlier. So my answer to that question would be twofold. Number one, the equation is in the opposite direction. In the Gemara, the equation is let's learn tashbisu from achila, not let's learn achila from tashbisu. But okay, if anything, maybe it's more compelling to go the other way. And the second one is that the equation that we know of in the Psukim is during Pesach itself. Another way of saying that is during the Zman in which Chametz is Bekaris. It could be that the Kodem Zman is a totally different Chalos Chametz. And, you know, it's not just less of an Onesh. It's a different Chetz to complete. Maybe it's only Din and Hechsher. Maybe it's like Kol Yisurim Shebet Torah, but it doesn't have the full stigma of Chametz B'Pesach, right? Maybe it's a din just in Shem Chametz L'Gabe Korban Pesach, if that's not the same thing. I think, but either way, that seems to be what Tosas is saying. Tosas is saying, just because there's a Hekesh during doesn't mean there's a Hekesh prior. Why not? I think the Rambam would say, why not? The whole prior is just an early rendition of what's to come. If not quantitatively, at least qualitatively. Okay? Which brings us...
Rabbi?
Yes.
Can I ask on that? Why don't we just say that the Hekesh is limited to the Psukim?
It is limited to the Psukim. But the question is... I mean, you could say that. I mean, you could say it's Exeret HaKasu. End of story. In the Chabalah Chidusha. I would say that whether you say in Chabala Chidusho here, which is your way of saying it's a Mizukin, depends on to what extent you think it's a Gili Milsa, right? Or it's a Chiddush. The more that you think that the connection, you know, is a Chiddush, and there's a gap between Toksmano and Liftozmano, the more you're going to say, well, it's just this is the Psukim, and in the Chayla Chidusha. But if you think that the din of Kodem Zmano, especially for Rabbi Yehuda, right, is logical. Again, Moshe Lamad Avadome, right, where we see this. Tosis themselves, on Chav Chesed Beis, tell us that Lo Yeachel, which is only said during, will apply to Rabbi Yehuda before. Right? Like, how does that fit in with this Tosis here?
Not right. The same qualitative connection.
Yeah. Again, so the implication is, and you know, maybe if the Rambam assumes that there's Lo Yiroah, or that you can quote it even if it isn't really true, you know, because of Rabbi Yehuda anyway, that bespeaks of an orientation which says, you know, that it's not just Exerzo Kasuv, you know, but that there really is a connection. Again, there's no karis, that's for sure. There are differences, so it becomes delicate. Like, I'm not so disturbed by it. I just think it's an interesting phenomenon that Tosis on Chav Ches for Rabbi Yehuda thought with regard to Yisra Anah, you know, you can jump from one to the other. And yet, with regard to this Hekesh, you know, he didn't think so. Okay? Either way, that is, I think, implicit in what Tosis is saying here. Very important and very different than the Rama.
Rabbi.
I'm trying to say. Yeah.
All right, just another one to add to the list. The Me'iri on Chav Ches says that even according to the Rambam, Tarovas is going to be mutter on Erev Pesach. Right. And I also was thinking that...
Again, I was going to bring that up. I don't remember the Me'iri, but it sounds that way in the Rambam.
Yes, yeah, so I was wondering...
So this is a Safek in the Minchas Chinuch.
Yeah. So the Me'iri...
Minchas Chinuch wonders about Tarovas. And he wonders about, you know, as I say, a whole bunch of things. I think I mentioned the other day a whole bunch. So, but one of them is Tarovas. I don't remember the Meiri says explicitly for the Rambam, though. No. The Pashtus language of the Rambam is that Tarovas is only Bizman, you know, the 7 days.
Yeah. I was also wondering, like, in some sense, whether even if, like, for the Rambam, Chametz on Pesach would be Davar Sheish L'Matirin, that maybe on Erev Pesach it wouldn't be.
Correct. That's a question. Again. I think we mentioned it in the early beginning of the year when we talked about it. Like, what about which is another way of asking also whether it's midin davar sheish l'matirin or midin a separate gezeira. And this is a debate in the poskim. Does the iser mashahu, right, apply for Rabbi Yehuda Erev Pesach, or is that only ben non kares? And what about for Rabbi Shimon? Right? And does it make a difference if it's midin atu gzeira of kares, in which case there isn't any lamaisa b'fohal, as opposed to, let's say, davar sheish l'matirin, which is more objective about the chafetz shel chametz and its status.
Right. And I also thought that on Erev Pesach, it's possible that the chametz is actually anticipating iser and not anticipating heter.
Yeah, I think that's true. Right? So, yeah, so I think these are all question, chatzi shir or chatzi shir v'lo yachel, behemas, hefker, achila, shelo kaderech, taroves, bal yiroa, iser mashu, on both of these reasons. These are all part of the mix. And Tosis here is basically slamming the door. It sounds like a very nakrus Tosis. Noach is totally right that you can read it and say, well, the Exeris of Kosov is talking about that, so that's fine. That's why I'm contrasting it with what he says about the other things that what other people are wondering about, just to show that it's not inconceivable. So that's why this Tosis is very, very important. It's also why Matan chose to read it, you know, together. But I would have stopped, right? So the last line of Tosis is also very fascinating. What's the last line of Tosis?
So he asks the question, why isn't there Kari Svetash? Why don't we make a Hekish for Kari Svetash?
If you look at the Tosis Rash for chance, this is talking the question that he asks, and he doesn't answer it. What's his question? Why, if there's a hekesh between Achila and Shihiyah, right?
Yes.
So why isn't there karis for shihiya?
Yeah.
So why? I mean, what would you say about that?
Well, first of all, it's a big machlokes in the Balei Tosfos where you say onshin min adin by karis.
Okay.
So that's okay, obvious. That's
just like the Ran understood Rashi and Tosfos, you know, as this objective kind of thing. For sure, again, as we know, you always have to weigh, you know, the general and universal, you know, dimensions of a problem with the specific dynamic. So 100%, that could be, you know, part of it. What else?
But that's, I mean, normally we don't apply the mitzvah say that there's karis, so it's very surprising that he's entertaining the fact that by a passive mitzvah, you'd get karis.
Yeah, I mean, number one, oh, you're emphasizing the mitzvah say, which is fine. But even forget, I think that's an added nofech. So I like your first point. I like your second point. You know, but even going beyond the second point, which is, again, a little bit more technical, just saying, oh, we have mitzvah say shesh b'karis, Milan Korban Pesach, you don't have a third, right? But I think what you also mean to say by that, Matan, I don't want to put words in your Karis is a Chiddush. So the heck, isn't it enough to say about the Hekesh, you know, that there's an Isur Shehiya? Do we really need to think that it's, you know, that it's also the Karis? Meaning the Karis, going back to the beginning of the year, you know, and throughout, the kares is a real reflection of chametz's toxicity, of it being an exception even to many macholos asuros, and doubly so considering it's an iser zman, right? So the Rash can't answer the question, and he's saying, well, I mean, if we equate them and it's osur lahashos and it's kayav lahashbis, you know, shouldn't that get kares too? Either way, the answer is kares in Chabalah Chidusha, right? Noach would certainly say that. So what's the mentality? At least, even though the Rash, who gives the first answer of Tosis here too, if you look in the Tosis Rash, even though he's comfortable about the gap between Chametz Bizmano, where it's Sipri Tzias Mitzrayim, and the events are already transpiring back in history, and Erev, but Tochzmano, you know, the distinction between Achila and Ashbasa, that he has trouble with. I'm guessing partly because what's wrong with Achila's Chametz anyway? It's, you know, it's not really Metamte Misalev. So what is it? It's Chametz as a symbol. Chametz is a symbol when you eat it, and Chametz is a symbol when you have it present in your home. I think it's a huge chiddush to ask that. Never mind to leave it, you know, Bitzarachina. Okay? I'm not troubled by the question. I'm troubled by the question. Meaning I'm not troubled about giving an answer. I'm troubled that the answer is so difficult to give that he leaves it. But again, I think it's mentality. But let me highlight it according to things that we said in the beginning of the year. Namely, Ellie, either Hyman or Goldberg, whichever one gets it out first.
I would think that since chametz is like such a toxic iser, even equivalent to avodah zarah, that maybe even the iser shahir would get karis.
No, for sure, that's basically what he's trying to say. No question about that. But what does this preclude, you know, within at least this tosis, you know, that we considered? I'm going to, you know, give it away partly in tosis beis amud aleph, and that many other rishonim and achronim. And some acronymous embrace.
Assuming that Bayura Bayimatsu is just a siag, and there would be no reason to get karis for it.
Remember, like you put this question in context, you know, think of all those who say that, right? I mean, even when it exists, and even to the extent that it exists, right, they're troubled by it. So they're saying, oh, it's a siag, you know, for the Achila. If you remember, I think I mentioned in the beginning of the year, I know I mentioned it, that there are some who read Tosis that way on Beis Amud Aleph, that when Tosis says that, you know, the Bedika is a Siag L'Achila, and then the Inami of the Tosis says, ah, but and there's Bal Yiroa here. That some of them read it and say, you know, the Bal Yiroa is also siag lahila. But I didn't want to read it that way. I didn't think it read that way. Well, again, that is a view, a day in the run. That's a Mishnah. Right? I think it was Rabbeinu Yonason. We have Rishonim who say it. Many Achronim who say it. But I didn't think Tosis meant that. I thought Tosis was trying to say that the Iser Chamor of Chametz is highlighted by the Iser, you know, the Chiv Tashbisu and the Iser Shehiyah. That just shows how toxic it is. And that's the Rash, by the way, says this. So if you ask me, this is the same Rash. The Rash is saying, you know, these are two sides of the same coin of its toxicity. The only reason that it has Bal Yirah shows you how toxic it is. That is consistent with its kares. So it's a hop, skip, and a jump to say, you know, if there are two sides of the coin and one is mochiach or mora on the other, then, right, they should both be chayav kares. But is that mukhrach? Moshe Simon?
No, I'm not sure.
Okay, that's fair. Then you're kind of saying, no, it's not mukhrach. Yitzchak Weiss?
Well, we discussed the idea that achila may be the most intense form of interacting with chametz.
Exactly. There is still a difference, right, between, you know, those two things. And therefore, you know, it's not, they're not exactly comparable. So we have a situation where I can totally understand where the Rosh Mishantz is coming from, especially the way I'm reading based on an Aleph. I mean, Tosas based on an Aleph and Tosas Rosh and based on an Aleph. And even then, it's not Mokrach. But if you read it like the Ran and the Reni Yonis and the Kesef Mishnah, according to that one day, and so on, you the whole question, when you know, you're going to get kares for a siag d'oraisa, right? Doesn't make any sense. Okay, so both points in Tosis, I think, are really interesting and important. Okay,
Rabbi.
Yes,
It's fascinating that Tosos Rash doesn't ask from the Hekesh. If he's really just talking about the Hekesh himself, then he should ask that maybe for Bittul Achilas Matzah, there should also be Karis, which is what the Tosos HaRash does ask. And then he rejects it.
Say that one more time. I mean, Tosos HaRash asks if you don't eat
the point that this
matzah,
is
you should be Chayiv Karis?
From the Pesukim, because the Tosos HaRash, he only asks from the Hekesh about Bayer Rabbi Matzah, but not about Achilas Matzah.
Correct.
The Tosar Rosh says, he quotes the Rosh, and then he says, once you're asking that question, you could ask for matzah also.
I mean, let matzah be chayv kares.
Yeah, and then he rejects it and says, no.
That's great. That should go on the record. Well, how does he reject it?
He says, Nir li, kevin delo eshkechon kares b'makom asei, elo pesach umila, les lo nakshuye ledavar zeh.
Okay, like Matan said. Like one of Matan's Nimukim.
Yeah.
But that is very remarkable. Because, and otherwise?
Yeah.
And otherwise we would?
Sounds like it.
Amazing. So again, it also, we'll discuss that in a minute too, but you know, this whole Shaka Vitario, this whole discussion on the Gemara and the Rishonim further highlights the link between Matzah and Chametz, of course. So that's an extreme one. I just don't remember that one, but the Tosar Rosh, so thank you. That definitely is worth sharing. Okay, so
Rebbe,
mm-hmm.
How do we understand like the conflation of Tashbisu and Bal Yirah here?
I'm assuming that, I mean, we're talking about in Tosfos, we're talking about Toksman. So there is Bal Yirah according to everybody,
right?
I still think that there's room to distinguish, as we've discussed. In other words, once again, in the relationship between Tashbisu and Bal Yirah, right, I think the default view is that they're two sides of a coin. And then within that default view, there's a debate, which one is the driving force and which one is the consequence. And that's like how we explained Lifnei Lachar Zmano, right, and and so on. However, you know, for some Rishonim, you might say there are two different dinim, and you can split them. For example, the Shagas Aryeh has a whole discussion whether women are obligated in Tashbisa or not, even though they're certainly in the Isra of Bahirua, right? And the Mi'iri, if you remember the Masker, and many of the Chachmei Provence, in the Masker Socher Sugya, meaning when we're talking about, do you need some help?
Yeah, I need a,
hold on one second. Yeah.
A USB to USB. I mean, my computer's not working. The Zoom is not working. So do you have USB to USB? I know. I'm trying to plug it in straight to the box.
Both the same?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Okay.
I have the big and the little.
No. I need USB to USB.
Yeah. So the Meiri says that if you have a Sochan HaMaskir, a Mafkin and a Nifkad, no one's going to be obligated in Bal Yiroah. But both of them could be chayiv in tashbisa, right? And then there's the whole achronim question. You know, what about, do you have to be koneh chametz in order to fulfill the aseh, even though there's no problem of the lav, the minchas chinuch issue? And then there's the whole bittul issue with the pnei Yeshua and so on, which is maybe bittul solves your bal yirah problem, but not your tashbisa problem. So the point is that there are, and we could, you know, add to it, the Fei Naim here discusses, here on our daf, on Hamad Aleph, discusses the question of the Shagas Aryeh and Nashim, and whether you would distinguish tashbisa and Bal Yirah. So you could split, but I think that that's the outlying sheet. I've mentioned four or five. It's important, keep a record of them. There are more. But mostly, we're talking about the same thing. Okay, Josh?
Right, so that would be fine for them to even have a havamina that lifnei zmano, bayiro, they're kind of implying that lifnei zmano, shivas yamim lo yimatzei seor, like would apply. So that would be fine for them to assume only about tashmisu and not think. Their Tosas havamina is that the hekesh of shivas yamim should even apply lifnei zmano.
The hekesh on toch zmano should also work for lifnei zmano.
Right. That's bal yirah. That's not tashbisu. Are they implying that there's bal yirah and error?
Whatever it is. Right. It doesn't have to be bal yirah. It could just be, you know, whatever, you're not allowed to have it. You're not allowed to eat it. Who cares what the reason of it is? Okay. Right. Again, if you want to say that the answer is shiny bal yirah mishihia, you know, because it's too different. You're saying the same thing, basically. We're saying, oh, the gap is too great. And the fact that one is bal yirah and the other is shihia, you know, is part of that. And there are huge nafkaminas, maybe, in terms of lifnei zmano, lachar zmano, those kind of things, or other things. Okay, yep. Good. Okay. What about Rabbeinu David? Let's plug Rabbeinu David into this for a minute. Two things Rabbeinu David brings up. David, blank. And then we'll get David Gelbtach.
Rabbeinu David, about this?
Rabbeinu David says something.
I saw it.
He says it and then he goes there.
So I'm not sure what Rabbi's talking about.
About Tarovis Chometz. Did you see it?
I might have, but I think I forgot it, what it says.
Okay, that's fair. Avi? And I think I called you David yesterday, they told me. Is your English name David?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I knew it wasn't wrong. I think I saw, I always call you Avi. And then I saw something that said David. I figured I've been calling you the wrong thing. But you go by Avi, but because your formal name is David.
Formally, yeah.
Okay. Either way, we're going back to Avi. Avi, do you see the Rabbeinu David?
Yeah, he discusses.
But you should know there are guys in the shir who are sticking up for you.
It's mashma lahava, not mashma that you're not finished yet.
Right? It's good to know. Right? No? Okay. Go ahead. Avi?
Yeah, so we discussed this lactosis trying to get the heckish further.
Exactly. It's the reason I'm bringing it in now. It's further of a conversation about the heckish between, right, Achila and Balyira or Shehiya. Correct? Avi?
Yeah.
What's his application?
Well, I think he was saying that this should be a few beer for
Torah. What's in the background?
What?
Sounds like we have the base medrash or something.
Yeah, I know.
It's always good to have the call of the base medrash. It's not necessarily what the code is in the
Can you still hear me, though?
Our Gemara doesn't say
anything about middle. Can I be
still here? Yeah, if you don't mind.
Yeah, should I read it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So we can't use this much mashpirish Rashi zel ilu over the tasa. So over the land of Vayu Vayu Matze. The Afilu v'chametz nukshe v'ene v'chametz gamar aldei tarogas v'esneu ele v'lav over the Vayu Vayu Matze. V'af v'gav zuh chazen v'yisra v'hazan ele l'esra achila.
Okay, what do you think about that? This is the debate that we discussed earlier in the year, right? Whether there's Vayar Bayi Matzah for Tarovas Chametz. Says Rabbeinu David, Rashi's right because the Gemara here is equating, right, Shehiya or Iser, Shehiya, and Achila. Correct?
Yeah.
In a way, it's parallel to Tosis's question about Lifnei Zmano. It's about Tarot.
I think he extends it to Lifnei Zmano also.
Say again?
I think he extends it to Lifnei Zmano also.
Does he? I remember that.
Maybe. Right. I'm just remembering.
Peter, read it and see if it does. I don't think so. Again, the Lifnei Zmano is a Minchas Chinuch question. Natan says it's a Meiri question. Rabbeinu David says that too or not?
I thought you at the beginning of you over. I have to check again.
Okay. 1 second. Where is my Rabbeinu David? Here it is. 1 second. Either way, does he? What does he conclude, Avi?
He checks it. There's five people.
I don't see that point. Is it there? I don't see it.
Okay.
Either way, what's its conclusion?
So he concludes, I think I close that.
Exactly. How does he justify it given the original formulation? How would you formulate? How would you explain it?
How do I explain his answer?
How would you explain it? You know, Rabbeinu David is a good
thing. That's another thing in the middle. The drying of your hands is still part of the
huh?
So that's also
David really David is trying to shout over the wash, this match. Rabbeinu David in the end rejects what he says.
Right.
Why?
Well, I think the reason
why because of Tosos like reasoning.
Kind of, except that here it's not about Lifnei Zmano. It's about what? What factor? Show me, is that? What?
Rabbi, doesn't there be a David in the next paragraph talk about Lifnei Zmano?
We're going to get to we'll get to in a second. But, oh, does he? But regarding Tarovas?
No, just comments in general.
No. Oh, Lifnei Zmano. Yeah, we'll get to in a second. No. I know more of that. Yeah, but not about Tarovas Lifnei Zmano. Right? So what's his own rejection in the end? Noach? Yeah, you're saying correctly. I mean, just you have to finish it off.
Jonathan? And it's only Terabonon, and therefore We suggest it's only
He's not saying it.
Ah. You're only connected to the chametz on Pesach itself.
No, the chametz. Not that it's drabbanon. Meaning this idea that there, Tosas didn't say that. Although Tosas might have said that. Tosas said the hekesh is in toch zmano.
Oh, you're saying this
could even be lifnei zmano. The Rabbeinu David says, but it sounds like anything toch zmano is fair game. He says, no, maybe you make a different distinction. That is kares versus lav. Okay? That depends how you understand tarovas chametz and this hekesh. But it's certainly a very reasonable distinction, meaning what?
And meaning that you're connecting it to karet, and therefore even lifnei zmano, the reason it doesn't connect is because there's no chametz lifnei zmano.
Even in toch zmano, we're only going to connect it to the most toxic chametz. Right. Because why? Because this isn't just a hekesh bial. It's a hek, number one, chabal chidusho, like you were saying before. And the hekesh happens to be the kares, not the tarovas. But I would say more than that, because the kares isn't just a stronger onesh. The kares, especially everything we discuss in tarovas chametz, maybe tarovas chametz is like beginner macholos asuros. Okay? But it isn't, sipritzias mitzrayim, pilloried,
Right.
So maybe this din is only for kares.
Yeah, it takes it to the most qualitatively the most extreme and only there.
Yeah. So that's why it's also interesting, Jonathan, to talk about the next part of the Rabbeinu David. Did you see it?
Yeah.
Where he says, one thing I don't want to hear anything about is what?
For lifnei zmano, specifically.
Lifnei zmano about what?
Lifnei zmano to give a hekesh of hashbata from the Yisrachil of Rabbi Yehuda.
For Shehiyah?
I thought he said, don't learn out the hekesh from the Yisrachil of Rabbi Yehuda.
Sounds like that alone is not necessarily the problem. Maybe it is, hard to know. But he's more specific about that than that. What's he more specific about? Gavi?
I think I saw there's no Bali Rav Bali Matzei before on Lifnei Zmano.
The Torah says Bali Rav Bali Matzei only on Toch Zmano. Can you assume that even for Rabbi Yehuda, that there's Bali Rav with Kodem Zmano? Isn't this the same question about Ezi Suriano? Isn't this the same question that Tosas asked? Isn't this kind of parallel to the same question that the Rabbeinu David asked about Tarovas? The answer is yes. They're all the same question. They're all whether you can extend. Can you assume, mid kares lav, mid toch lelifne? Can you assume, and if you can, does it matter whether we're talking about Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbi Shimon? Right? So Rabbi David says, I'm playing with the idea of Tarovas chametz, but I'm very firm on the question of Bal Yirah. There's no Bal Yirah. Okay? And that's why he says, what else does he say? Romy? Saw it or not?
I didn't see it.
Okay, David Gabtach? Saw it?
It's very talking about the point where he doesn't like the Rambam.
Exactly. He turns on the Rambam. First of all, his raya from the sugya is very interesting, David. What's his raya from the sugya? Psychological.
He says, "Mitoch ha-sugya azu yeshanu lomod."
Meaning it's a tough time to extend this to Iser Shehiyah Bechlal, meaning it isn't so simple that you can't have chametz in your rishos just because you can't eat it. Lifnei, or that lifnei zmano is conducive to an iser shehiyah. Right? So you're going to go even further and say that it's bal yiroah, which in the Torah is written only for shivas yamim. Right? I don't know. Didn't stop him when he was thinking about tarovitz. Doesn't say bal yiroah by tarovitz chametz. Okay. But it is toks mano. Obviously, he thinks the gap is bigger here than there. But then he goes, vaday she'enu b'klal lo yiroah v'lo yimatzeh. Ela sharav, go ahead. You have it? Rambam, of course, paskins like Rambam. He's kind of wondering whether maybe the Rambam thinks this because he paskins like Rabbi Yehuda. Right? It's an open question for Rabbi Yehuda, maybe no. And it's a, well, that's certainly what Beit HaDavid is saying. He understood the Rambam is saying Bal Yirah, yes, like the Ravid understood it and the Ramach understood it, etc. Not that, oh, you know, to Melitza, even though it's that significant, or, and, you know, if you don't do anything, you know, now you will end up later, which is also fascinating that we're worried about that. Okay, he takes it literally, as does the Ravid, although the Ravid himself is, as we showed, is victim to the same use of language, frankly. And the Ravid says it for Reb Shimon, not for Reb Yehuda. Right? In a way, the Ravid is even more mechudash than the Rambam that he condemns. Right? But he says, even for the Rambam, I don't think this is true. Okay. So, a great question. He seems to ignore that one. I do not know. But remember that, yeah, I mean, it's not only Rashi Dalet Amud Aleph, Rashi Dalet Amud Aleph, Rashi Bava Kama, was it Chof Tesson Base? A few Rashis. Yeah. For some reason, he calls out the Rambam. He doesn't call out Rashi. I don't know. Even Shitas Rashi will hold that according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's Pashut. Because remember, in that respect, Rashi, as we said the other day, is even more extreme than the Rambam. And the Rambam says that the link between between Shehiya and Achila can only be for Rabbi Yehuda. And Rashi says, you know, for Rabbi Yehuda, it's Pashut that there's a link. The Safek can only be for everybody else. So, right. What will you say for that, Rashi? Either way, I don't know the answer to that question, but I do know that these discussions are very important in terms of to what extent are the different configurations of Chefta Shel Chametz, whether they be, you know, types, you know, Atzma Shel Chametz, Tarovetz Chametz, Nuksha, whether it be timing, Lachar Zmano, Tok Zmano, you know, Lifnei Zmano, you know, whether it be Achila, Hana'a, Bal Yiroa, Iser Shehiya, in all these cases, what's being played out in these discussions, seemingly innocuous, like, you know, Vim Tomer via Shlomer, Vim Tomer via Shlomer. These are not just any old question. I have a kasha, I have a teretz. Implicit in the kasha and the teretz is exactly this question. You know, what is the affinity between these different configurations of chametz? Chametz, one of the unique things about chametz, we said this from the very beginning of the year, is how many different, you know, types there are. Makes it very complicated. But this is a reason why there's so many. That's because it's a it's an iser zman. Its whole status is something which is toxic, and yet not matamte misalev, and only an iser zman. Connecting it up with the sipritzis mitzrayim and all that stuff, you know, so, and then the kares, and then when is that? Only toks mano, even lifteis mano, even lachars mano, chametz that's noticeable, chametz that's, you know, undiscernible, you know, eating it, nana from it, even having it around. So it's all, when you take the big picture in mind, you know, it totally make, I think, it just totally makes sense. It leaves us in a very challenging position of trying to pin it all down. There's so many shitas. But you could totally understand what the conversations are. This car is just, you know, a quantitative, you know, shear for the onesh, or it betokens a different chatzah shal chametz. Is Bali Roy or Isur Shihia, you know, a reflection of that toxicity? Or is it a lesser reflection, or maybe even just a siag? You know, does that depend on, you know, whether the Isra Achila is joined by an Isra Ana? Does it depend on whether it at least has Lab and Malkus? This is everything that we've been discussing. But I'm just trying to show that the specific questions and answers of the Rishonim, when we put them in the framework, they're having a conversation about all this. They're taking stands on these issues. You juxtapose Tosis, Rambam, Rashi, you know, Ramban, Ravid, Tosis Rash, Rabbeinu David, Maram Chalava, Tosa Rush. You know, you juxtapose them all. It's a very lively, fascinating, subtle conversation. Okay. So much for that.
Rabbi?
Yes.
Is it so clear that Rabbeinu David rejects the Tarovas point? Just because when he quotes the Hekesh, when, like in that Ikadilin Memor line, he says, Chametz Shiyeis Bokari says the focal point. When talking about Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, he says, Heshbasa Sor Lechid Chametz Lo Iskash El Lashivas Yamim and drops.
Even he goes, he definitely says it. I mean, are you wondering whether the halacha is chozer?
Yeah, no, but I'm saying whether for him, like that's like a theoretical possibility that he's trying to prove a raya to Rashi, but he's saying that someone else could, for Shitas Toso, say that.
You could say not that way, but I don't believe it.
Yeah, and he thinks that's more about the Shiva's Yam point than the Kari's point.
Let me look at it one more time. The Kanyich list more. The ikalamemid lo iska shalat rashish bakaris. I mean, the ikalamemid, like it's his conclusion.
Right, especially because he changes the lashon from when he quotes the hekesh to yesh lachilas chamashish bakaris to shivas yam.
Yeah, that's what it seems like. I also have to look what he says in Elovrin. I just don't remember that. Have to look. Either way, it doesn't matter because the argument between Rashi and Tosas is chai v'kayam. You know, we have the sheet to see the way. So it's a machlokas about Bal Yirah, and it's a machlokas about Tarovas Chametz. One, the other, or both. Right? Remember how the Rashi tried to prove against Tosas, right? You know, you even, if not for the Gzeres of Kosev, you wouldn't even say Achila, so it's, you know, Ein Lecha Bo L'Chidusha. That's Tosas' way of saying, it's not a Gilui Milsa that Tarovas Chametz is Chametz. It's hanging by a thread. It's not that kind of chametz. So in the Chabalah Chidusha, it's not so toxic that you can't have it present. And maybe Rashi says, right, that's if not for the Gzeres of Kasuv. The Gzeres of Kasuv is Megala, that this too shares a shame, Chetzah Shel Chametz. And that's Kaveh. Okay? We have to stop in a minute, but let me just move on. Let's talk about, for one more minute, the matzah issue. Briefly. We've talked about it briefly. I want to talk about it a little more. One second. Yeah. And then I want to finish up on Sunday, very briefly to speak about the Korban Pesach issue. Just look at the Psukim Matan correctly, you know, brought to my attention. Yeah, I just don't know how much I want to go into, but, you know, there are two Psukim. One is the Pasuk in Mishpatim. I think it's Shmos Chav Gimel Yud Ches. And the other Pasuk is the Pasuk in, what is it, Kisisa. I think it's Lamed Dalid.
It's Lamed Dalid Chafei.
So which, you know, Lo Sizbach, Lo Sishcha. So which of those is the right Pasuk to quote? The Rambam has, you know, different quotations. And if you also just look at the Mefarshim, Alatar, what does Rashi say? You know, what does Ibn Ezra, the Rashbam, and the Ramban, especially in Mishpatim, you know, just it's clear that they're kind of weighing in on this issue of, you know, what's the relationship between the din of Chametz and Korban Pesach and the din of Isur Shehiyah in general. You know, the issue that we talked about. So I do want to just look at the Psukim and Rambam and just look at that a little bit more. If you get a chance, I say the Minchas Chinuch. Minchas Chinuch has, kedarko, many interesting questions about whether the criteria for Bal Yerah Bai Matzeh and Isur Shehiyah, Lekula and Lechumra, are also Koveya with regard to this halacha. So for example, what about Chametz Shel Hefker or Chametz Shel Nachri, you know? Is whatever there's no bayirah, or what if you did bittel? Does that help you for the Korban Pesach din? Right? So that's like a direct connection between the two. To what extent, you know, are we talking about, you know, an acute expression of Isur Shehiyah, you know, by means of Korban Pesach, or a mechayev of Korban Pesach? Or I think for the Rambam, you know, that both of those things kind of go together. But so just look at that a little bit more if you get a chance. It's in the Chinuch, I think it's Mitzvah Peites. The Peites, Matan?
It's Peites in the Sefer Chinuch and Kuftas Lev in the Rambam.
Okay, yeah, thank you. So we'll look at that very quickly, see what you make of it. Now I want to talk about matzah just for a couple. I have to leave in like a couple of minutes because I have something to take care of and then I have a chabura, but let's talk about matzah for a moment. This Gemara is one of the Gemaras, the first one in the Masechta that we're encountering in the Bavli, which also equates or uses matzah as a makar for Isur Chametz. Who knows? It's the first time in the Masechta, I believe, where the Gemara equates the mitzvah of matzah and the Isur of Chametz. Right? Romy, how does it do that here?
With the Hekesh, meaning
exactly. Hekesh to prove that.
Sorry?
Hekesh to prove that it's inconceivable to say.
Meaning that they have to exist at the same time together.
Right, and therefore it's inconceivable to say that, you know, there's no Isur Shehiyah right. at nighttime. Right. If you have to eat matzah at nighttime, then there can't be a Heter Shehiyah's comments. Right. So there has to be an Isur Akhilas Chametz, and then by extension, an Isur Shehiyas Chametz. Correct?
Yeah.
So this Gemara basically establishes that when there's a Chi of Matzah, there's an Isur Chametz. So what do you think about that in general? That surprised you? Does it seem obvious? Is there two ways to take it?
I mean, it makes sense if you think of matzah as like the opposite of chametz, as they're inverted things, and of course they should come together. And, you know, as soon as we're celebrating Pesach and there's a chi of matzah, so obviously you also can't have chametz and they're kind of intertwined together. I guess you could also say that they're totally separate. We do them for totally independent reasons.
Yeah. This is the question. So there's a whole literature on this. We already had the Yerushalmi in the beginning of the Masechta about Bedika, where we talked about this a little bit. Eitan Sokolov, which Rishalmi?
Rishalmi about Bedika said, we shmartem es hamatzos.
Excellent. Very good. Imenu Inyan.
Imenu Inyan le Matzah. Tnei Inyan
le Matzah. Inyan le Bedika.
Bedika.
So again, my, you know, I said it then. My view is that Imenu Inyan is always a very fascinating, you know, limud methodology. Because, like, what does that mean? I mean, you're acknowledging the pasuk is talking about A. You're saying if it's excessive or superfluous, if it's gratuitous, you know, we can export it to something. What do you, how do you figure out what to export it to? I mean, you're basically, it's not like a hekesh, you know, or one of the other midos where you could say, oh, you know, there's a divine remez, you know, in the text, you know, linking these things together. Right? I mean, you know, not at all. Oh, so how does it work? So I always think that it works, you know, if there is an established conceptual connection between the two things. Meaning if we see matzah and chametz as the antithesis of one another, and of course, the more we see it as not just lamaisa, the antithesis, but kind of the mechayev, you know, then that makes it even better. Okay? So in a way, when it comes to that, that's, you know, Imenu Inyan works that way. In a way, this goes to, you know, one of the big parshanut problems, you know, that we need to contend with just in reading, you know, the psukim. Matthew, what do I mean?
It's the fact that the, meaning is everybody referring to the fact that the psukim have matzah and chametz right next to each other when we're talking about the isra of chametz and the isra of matzah?
Yes, I am talking about that. But that per se isn't the problem. The problem is a factual one in those psukim. Namely, what is the impression the psukim give?
I guess that one leads to the other, or that one is causing the other.
Meaning, the problem is when the psukim give a false impression. Then you have like another kind of imeno inyan, you know, kind of an issue. What false impression do the psukim give? That's a big, bold statement. It sounds like almost it borders on heresy. So if I can't back it up, you know, I should go hide somewhere or get protective gear. But Baruch Hashem, I don't think I'm in such danger.
I mean, could it be it seems like there's an actual mitzvah to eat matzah for all 7 days?
Excellent. Exactly. If you read the psukim, not just one either, a whole bunch of them, the impression that you get is that there's a chiyuv achilas matzah for 7 days. And Chazal themselves unequivocally say it's not true. Right? The achaltam es hamatzah, ba'erev rather, tochlu matzos, is the only achilas matzah doraisa, as chiyuv. Right? The Gemara says that explicitly. And daf kuf chaf, the Medrash Halacha, no one disputes it. So you're left with a very peculiar situation. Like, why does the Torah Sheh Bichsav, like, intentionally, you know, mislead you? What's the point of that? It's not true. What's the answer? Or what do the Chazal say, Rashi? What do you need to say, Matthew?
I have to say there's some kind of connection. I mean, we say that there is still, I mean, there's still a reshus to have matzah all 7 days, but there must be a connection between the fact that we can't have chametz and whatever achilas matzah is represented.
When the Torah says you have to eat matzah for 7 days, even if it doesn't mean it literally, right? What it does is it underscores that this choice or this contrast between chametz and matzah is part of the theme. It's part of the kiyum of one, of the other, or both. Correct? So even if lemaisa befoal, you know, you don't have to eat matzah 7 days, by virtue of the strict iser of the alternative, right, there are days of matzah. Right? It says two things. Number one, that first matzah makes a real impression, sets a tone. Maybe even more so in Chagamatzos, where in general, this is a big theme of mine, I think a big theme in general, right? Where the first day anyways, you know, sets the tone. That's the day of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Unlike Sukkos, where every single day is an independent day. So that first day, where there's a chi of matzah, it kind of impacts, you know, that first day of achilas matzah defines the whole tekufa, right? In its own right. And in the sense of the negation of the opposite. So if you look at the Chazal, and if you look at Rashi, as Perush on the Torah, Perush on the Gemara, he will say, oh, it's a negation of chametz. Right? So it sounds like matzah and chametz are like the yin and the yang. Right? And, of course, this led also to the question whether there's a kiyum of achilas matzah kol sheva. Some of the Balei Tosfos Al HaTorah and the Chizkuni, right, argued that since the Torah does say this, it must be that there's a kiyum achilas matzah kol sheva, even though there's no chiyum and there's no bracha. Okay? The Gra famously said this as well. Every time you eat matzah on Shivat HaYamim, you're mekayim a mitzvah. Many people are machmir for that Gra. It's really based on Rishonim. It's based on Tukim. But it's curious that even then, as the Baal HaMor points out, it's not comparable to the closest, you know, example. The closest example is important and instructive. It helps a lot. But it's still not. What's the closest example? What's the closest? Mark.
Maybe Talmud Torah,
Talmud Torah is okay. Yeah, it's an interesting example. I mean, like Kiyumim. But they do actually make a bracha, right? Okay. Something more a share.
Like Achila
B'sukkah
Kol Shiva?
Exactly. Tesvav Achila B'sukkah Kol Shiva. Where the Gemara says, in Sukkah, right, that the first day you have to eat, Tesvav, Gemara compares it to, but all the rest of the days, right, Ibayachel. If he doesn't want to eat, you know, the requisite amount, he doesn't have to be in the Sukkah. But if he eats a certain amount, then, you know, like a certain Kviya Suda, then he has to be in the Sukkah. Okay, not a bad comparison. Tesvav anyway, you know, it's a comparison. But there's a huge flaw, as the Baal HaMor pointed out, Asher. Namely, what's the discrepancy?
By Sukkah, when you do choose to eat, it's clearly a Kiyum Mitzvah and you make a bracha.
Excellent. Exactly. Why do you make a bracha every time you eat in the sukkah and you don't make alachilas matzah? You make a motzi, but you don't make alachilas matzah. So this became, you know, a huge issue in the Rishonim already. Again, the Baal HaMor asked this question. And, you know, it reverberated, you know, other Rishonim and Achronim, all sorts of answers given to this question. Some technical, some more fundamental, but it's not such a simple matter. So, okay, maybe because the kiyum of achilas matzah is still connected with the negation of chametz, it's negative campaigning more than it is the achila of matzah. That might be an answer. Okay, but in the end of the day, what I'm trying to show here is that the bond between matzah and chametz is a very serious one. And that the misleading formulation of Torah Shebichsav and Emeno Inyan Tzno Inyan and the, you know, idea that there could be a kiyum even without a bracha based on, you know, the parallel with Sukkah but still different than the parallel, right? All of this is part of the story. So then when you start really digging around, and then you see that the Gemara very substantively in both directions learns things from this connection between matzah and chametz. Right? So the Gemara in Daf Mem Gimel, as we discussed already, when we learned with Tarovus Chametz, discusses the whether Nashim are Chayavos the matzah and whether they're Asuros b'chametz. Right? Very remarkably, in both directions. The Gemara to Havamina, that, you know, matzah is a mitzvaseishas mangroma and Nashim peturos, and therefore they can eat chametz. It didn't last very long. We don't paskin that way. You don't have to worry. Can you imagine that? To me, it's always a shocker. Right? All the women, half the population, are going to be munching, you know, their regular chametz, you know, while everybody else is eating matzah. Because they're potter. What does that mean? I mean, we're acting to its toxicity. Then the Gemara's conclusion is, no, no, that's wrong. But the Gemara doesn't say it's completely wrong. They say, just flip it. They say, women are asuros b'chametz, but because of the hekesh, kol sheyeshno, right? Yeshno, it goes the other way. Women are obligated in achilas matzah. Even though it's mitzvaseishas mangrom, min haTorah. It's also a chiddush. Both of these show, albeit in opposite directions, that we need to be careful about. I'm not going to do all this now because it's too big a topic. I just want to make the point, you know, and give a couple more examples just to explain what's going on in our sugya. Right? The idea that you could really see chametz and matzah, again, two sides of the same coin. It's not that one is mechai of the other. They're part of the same. They're a package. That's one way to look at it. If this is a matzah yom tov, for the same reason, the chametz is aser and vice versa. Right? Chametz's charge, chametz's toxicity is also connected to matzah's, you know, charm. You know, whether it's shmira or you know, or whatever it is, discipline, the shema, whatever it is. Another way to look at it is that one of these is mechayim the other. And sometimes, again, if the Gemara thought there's no chametz because there's no matzah, what they're really saying is this is chagamatzos. Chametz interferes with that. But for somebody who doesn't have chagamatzos, there's no problem with chametz. And then the opposite, which is, you know, anybody who's prohibited chametz has to eat also as mechuyev b'matzah. Because it's not two separate dinim, even two sides of the same coin. It's, you know, one is a reflection and a cause that's caused by the other. So here, the Gemara really basically says, you can't have, you know, heter tashbisu, you know, at night when you're eating matzah and chametz is asur. Matzah is kaveya, or matzah reflects. Okay, so a few others like that. I just want to, this goes back to our beginning of the year when we talked about, isn't chametz, how could chametz be such a terrible iser? It's an iser zman. So one of the approaches might be, there's nothing wrong with chametz. It's neglecting the opportunity of matzah. That's the key. Okay. So that is a big topic throughout the Masechta. We'll talk a few more minutes about it, and then we'll see it as we continue to go through things, or as you continue to go through things. So I want to talk about that briefly a little more. I want to talk about the relationship to Korban Pesach a little more, and then I want to start the discussion, a brief discussion of Mitoch and Avar Lalav generally, and especially a little bit of Mitoch for chametz, lifnei lachar zman. Okay? That is the plan, Yitzhashem, going forward. I have to run because I have to